the story of the day from the world of sports is the Stanley Cup getting delivered to the wrong house. Of course, the Avalanche won it a couple nights ago. Parade set up for today. And the captain of the Avalanche, Gabriel Landeskog, he's the first to take home the trophy. But the trophy got delivered to a house near Gabriel's. I guess the addresses are pretty similar. And the guest on the phone with us, Mr. Kip Karbler.
Kit Karbler.
He lives in the neighborhood right there, and the Stanley Cup mistakenly showed up in his driveway.
What was that like, having the Stanley Cup in your driveway?
Well, we weren't expecting anybody, and my husband told me that there was somebody here to see me, and I was like, well, I wasn't expecting anybody, and he said that there's something in the back end that they want to deliver. I wasn't expecting a delivery, so Dimitri says, is that the Stanley Cup? And the guy gives him a thumbs up.
And, so, and you're like, you shouldn't have. How did you know?
They were about to bring it in. I did not. I was trying to be very polite. I only took one photograph of it, and I didn't even do a selfie. I just took a picture of the cup in the back end of the truck. And I guess when it was all over, I wish I had taken more, but I guess I was trying to be polite and make sure that the cup got to where it was supposed to be. I showed him where he was supposed to go.
They were going to bring it right into your house?
Yeah, when they came to the door, it's the two guys that always handled the trophy. The guy with the long gray hair, kind of, you know?
Yeah, his name's Phil. I think it's Phil.
Oh, it's probably right. But, he came right in the house like he was supposed to be here, and I live in a pretty modest house. I mean, you have to think a little bit.
The captain of the Avalanche lives here?
Right. Not that it's, you know, it's not a dump.
No.
It's not a,
well, there's no
it's
gate.
Not a hockey millionaire house, I can tell you that.
Was he wearing the white gloves and everything?
Oh, no. Okay. Oh, no. But I said, can I see it? Can I touch it? And they're like, yeah. So he opens it up, and the glint is bright enough to light up the kitchen when they opened the back of the truck.
They polished that thing.
And
the story said you got to run your fingers over the engravings.
That's right. And I lifted it up by the neck right there and got to feel the weight of it. And it's a beautiful thing. I don't think I've ever been a bigger hockey fan than I am today or yesterday.
Yeah, what a celebration to win it and then have the parade today, and then you actually get to post some pictures and stuff all over the world with that. Did it still have the dent in it from the night they won it?
No, it was the first thing I checked. I ran my fingers around the rim, and it was not. It was repaired. They told me it had been repaired.
Wow, okay. They pounded that out.
Yeah. Good.
Only one
but
picture.
I started the morning looking at the front page of the Denver Post, and it was Landeskog coming down off the airplane holding the trophy over his head. Little did I know that later in that day I was going to be in my driveway.
I mean, there are guys who played 20 years in that league and haven't had that thing in their driveway. And you've got it. You put your hands on it. That's pretty good.
They were real gentlemen, too. They were very accommodating and very polite. And like I said, I didn't want to interfere with their schedule and whatever. And I didn't take advantage of the situation, and I could have.
Well,
it would have been very easy.
Down in Denver, Kit Karbler. Now, you are somewhat neighbors. You must be close to the Avalanche captain, Gabriel Landeskog. So now when you see him in the neighborhood, you're like, hey, buddy, we're Stanley Cup brothers
well,
now.
I spoke with his wife and assured her that, you know, we wouldn't, you know, give away their address in any way or so that their security is good. That's the only thing. I said maybe up and down Marla, cup of sugar.
Yeah. your cup brothers now. That's
yeah,
right.
Your cup brothers.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, Kit Karbler. Congratulations on handling the cup.
That was terrific. Thank you very much, you
Cheers.
Guys.
Go Avs.